These sessions in the mornings are going to be a little bit of kind of a mixture of theory and practice. So we'll talk a little bit about the ideas that we're bringing into practice, and then we'll have time for actually practicing them. So I'm not quite sure how it sounds when it's translated into Czech, but we often call these instructions. But I want them more to be an invitation or a suggestion of something you might like to try. So hopefully we can listen to this with kind of an openness, a receptivity, like an invitation. And if after listening to the invitation, the suggestion, you feel like, no, I want to do something else, it's your life, right? You do your something else. That's totally fine. But quite a lot of the instructions actually flow into each other. So if you decide to go your own way, you might find it difficult getting back into the flow again, but it'll probably work out. It'll probably be fine. So the suggestion for today is to explore lengthening or deepening the breath, or if we're with the sounds, widening the space of the listening of sounds. And we do this because our experience is fabricated by the amount and the quality of the space we feel. The more space we feel there is, actually, there's more the possibility for, intimacy or sensitivity with that which we are experiencing. And when there's more intimacy and more sensitivity and more space, there's also less reactivity. So something we can pay attention to in the Dharma teachings is there a way of relating which brings less reactivity? Because that allows for more peace, more joy, or more well-being. So the Dharma teaches us that, we can be entangled in reactivity or we can be free. And so the invitation today is to practice in ways which lead towards more freedom. And so we'll do this with the same principles we mentioned yesterday, the object in attention and the atmosphere of attention. So we can invite the breath into the body and invite it to really take up as much space as it wishes to have. We can invite the sounds into the space. And again, as much space as they need in the awareness as we can give. So this is going to be, again, relatively unfamiliar to many of us. It's not going to be something we're very familiar with doing. So just as we mentioned, we sit down, try and pay attention, the mind wanders, and we think, oh no, my mind keeps wandering. And we can flip that around and actually realize that in that moment when I notice my mind has wandered, I'm found, and it's, oh yes, I'm back, I'm present. So here also, the breath will become more narrow, more short, or the listening field will shrink again, and we can think, oh no. But again, it's an opportunity, oh yes, now I can open again, or I can invite more fully to lengthen, deepen. So it's quite important that we remember in English there are two P words to remember, play and patience. So this is just, we're just playing at these things. You don't have to get too serious, don't get too tight, but also patience, it's going to take time. So just as a point at this time that can be helpful to mention, but we don't want to make too much of it. So we may have heard, or we may have learnt, or we might sense that we should attend to the breath without changing it. You should just pay attention to the breath without changing it. And we can have this idea, maybe the breath, it's like a bird that's just flown by our window, and we don't want to move, we don't want to interfere with it, we just want to watch it the way it would be living without us watching. And I think that's a really beautiful way to practice. It's also seems to have within it kind of the seed of an impossibility that we're not affecting the breath when we watch it. It has the seed of an idea in it that it's possible to watch the breath without changing it. You know, if we're very relaxed and we're watching the breath is going to change because the breath represents that relaxation as we relax with the breath. You know, if we try not to interfere with it and just stay very spacious, very neutral, the breath will respond to that. But as I said, this is just a side point. You know, we're not making an argument either way. If you feel that you can be with the breath in a way that doesn't change it at all, that's absolutely fine. You know. But if we accept that we do change the breath in the way that we attend to it, then I think the invitation is, what's the most freeing way of attending to the breath or the sounds? And there's a skillful use of our sense of what's enjoyable, which can kind of lead us quite a long way towards what's freeing. So as we mentioned yesterday, relaxing the face, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the belly, it's enjoyable and it feels more free. Things feel more free in the body this way. And the longer, the kind of smoother breathing also feels more enjoyable and more free. If we're in the area of the sounds, listening with a wide space that also allows things to arise and pass freely, it's more enjoyable and it feels more free. So at any time you can be guided by what would feel more enjoyable. So to support this, we'll be practicing with mindfulness, which is remembering to be with your chosen object of attention. And we just have this quite clear boundary is that I'm paying attention to the breath. Everything else, you know, I come back from that, back to the breath. Thoughts, whatever it is, come back. Yeah. So it could be the breath in the body, it could be the sounds coming and rising and passing. We just clear, this is the mindfulness object. This is what I want to be paying attention to. And so we're clear about the object and we can also be clear about the atmosphere. And so we want the atmosphere to be an invitation so that the breath, the sounds feel invited into awareness. We also want an atmosphere of interest. And so that we can actually get to know how is this breath? How is this sound as it arises, as it passes? And so we've got the breath and the sounds available to us. And maybe you're thinking, well, which one should I do? So I'll just say a few words to that. So the breath is very close to us, you know, very, and it's very wholesome to breathe, to pay attention to the breath. And it's also very subtle. It's very close, very wholesome, very subtle. Those and other reasons make it a really good companion on the journey of mindful awareness. But if for any reason the breath or the body more generally, you know, doesn't feel like the right place for you to rest your attention, then use the sounds. You know, you can do just as much. I would suggest just picking one for this retreat, you know, having that as the main practice that we develop. But of course, if you need to change in any way or you need to have both, it's also possible. It'll just be slightly different that way. Okay, just a couple more points. One is when we're mindful and we're present, when we're listening to the sounds or we're listening to the breath and the body, we're more unified, we're more gathered. So you'll know that your thoughts can actually travel through time and space, even though your body's still sitting here in the Zen center or wherever you are. You know, you can be planning what you're going to do once you leave the room. You can be planning what you're going to do once you leave the retreat. You can be planning what you're going to do in many years' time. You can travel back to what just happened over breakfast or what happened before you came to the retreat or what happened in your childhood. Yeah, you can. And all the time, you know, body is having to sit here, just staying in the present moment. And perhaps it's absurd to say maybe the body feels lonely in those times. Yeah. But something that we can feel is that when we bring the mind and the heart into the body and the body into the mind and the heart, it does feel nice. And then if we use our sensitive intelligence to also relax the body, to really allow the awareness to really fill the body, to be sensitive, awake, spacious, we can get to taste the quality of meditation called samadhi, which is this gathered together or unification of body, heart, and mind. And as we mentioned before, the heart, the mind, it's going to have these habits. It's going to get lost in thoughts. It's going to make plans or fantasies. And it's best just to smile when that happens. Don't be critical. Don't be disappointed. Attention is inconstant. It's not a constant thing. And probably, even though it might be tempting on a meditation retreat to think, if only I could just pin my attention on something and it would stay there forever, it probably wouldn't be good for the rest of our life. So let's not be surprised, let's not be disappointed, but let's also not be complacent. Let's not just say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. Somewhere in the middle of that. Because being unified, being gathered, it's preferable, it's more enjoyable, and it's more freeing. It's more we can do there. And then in that moment, just gather all the kindness we can and bring our attention to the meditative object with the interest, with the kindness. And over time, we will become more skillful at returning quickly, sustaining for longer. But in the beginning, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And there's also a lot of other things going to be affecting us as we practice. The weather will have an impact on our sensitivity. Any stress or agitation there feels to be in the system takes a while for those things to flow out. The place, the environment, where it is that we are now, it's all having an impact on us. So, going slow with it, being gentle, and we'll get there. So with the breath meditation, we're going to encourage the breathing to go more deeply into the body. And so we can support that by, let's say, breathing slower but over a longer period. So it's the same amount of breath moving, but we're just breathing it slowly and it's allowing it to come deeper. And see if you can have that feeling of inviting the breath rather than kind of squeezing it to go farther. So it's just inviting it to go deep. Maybe it comes down into the belly. And we can even extend, and you can feel how the breath affects, maybe even down into the hips, an area where, we don't think is breathing, but we can kind of feel it that way. So you can kind of feel the additional energy of the breath. So even if you can't sense the physical sensations, maybe you can just feel an energetic flow of the breath. And that can be what is our mindfulness object. In the same way as we listen to the vibrations of sounds, if that's what anyone is using here, we can also be sensitive to that as, oh, this is a, whatever it is that makes those sounds. We can actually listen more just as the vibrations. This is just ripples of energy flowing through. So here we're engaging with the object of attention in ways which are quite supportive, paying attention to the subtler elements of it. Okay, so we'll have time after this for any questions you want to get anything more clear. For now, let's bring this into a practice. So if you like, before we begin, if you just want to stand up and stretch, we'll have about 20 minutes of this practice together. So just see what you need. And as always, don't be a tough person. Be kind to your body. It's a lovely friend. So when you're ready, we'll settle into the meditation posture. And as we say, we'll talk more about posture. Adam will share the session at 2 o'clock, but just for now, feeling that the points of contact feel well supported. So if one of your knees, for example, is in the air, see if you can get something to put underneath the knee so it feels that it's making contact with the floor. And this is helpful so that we can have a sense of rooting into the ground. Everywhere that contacts the floor, imagine that's rooting down. like a tree. Maybe we can just release into those roots all that we don't need right now. It can just be let go of. And then from around the hips upwards, can there be an uprightness in the posture? Sometimes it's helpful to imagine there's a string at the crown, the top of the head, just pulling us up into an aligned line and then letting go. And just check. Sometimes we lean forwards or lean backwards, just instinctively, and just checking if we lean back a little bit too much and then we lean forwards just a little bit too much, we can help us find the central point. And we can have a feeling that we should look upright, but actually I want you more to feel upright. So even if it doesn't look right, I'd rather that you felt internally right. And you can explore the same with left and right. Just leaning. And then once it feels okay, just invite you from the top of the head down through to the hips, just releasing, relaxing any muscular tension. And as many times as we need to, we can just invite body to relax. And now just feeling into this rooted, but also upright and relaxed space. And just feeling the presence or the movement of the breath. Or if we're in the sounds, the arising and passing of sounds. And so paying attention with spaciousness and intimacy. And noticing how it is to be present, how it feels to be gathered, unified. Just see, can we invite the breath to slow down a bit more, yet also be quite long? Just seeing if we can feel the breath as we breathe this way. So just doing this very gently, not forcing, not straining, just inviting, welcoming the breath. And releasing. And if we're with the sounds, doing the same, just isn't it wonderful that there's something to listen to? Letting it come in and be released from attention in its time. And it's very possible that the mind is still quite busy from life and everything we needed to do to get here. So maybe it would be appropriate to include that little challenge, same kind of breathing, but can I be with three breaths all the way through, repeating that many times till we get a more stable attention. But we call this intimacy counting, so the emphasis is on the intimacy, the sensitivity with what's unfolding, and the background is remembering, I'm going for three breaths. So at any time we can end up in a thought or fantasy. That's not a problem. But it's also not the best possible way that we could be right now. We could be more subtle. More gathered. You might also notice when we realize, oh yes, I'm present again. We can also see the body's gotten tighter and we can relax that, invite that to relax. And so it's really important to practice in slow motion. If we rush from a moment of mind wandering back to the breath without softening, relaxing, it's not going to be so easy to sustain. Using the counting when it's useful. If you're coming back to presence, just again relaxing. If the way of paying attention had been too intense, also relaxing. Maybe check in with the alignment of the body, if it needs to lean back or forwards to get more well aligned. And for these last few minutes, maybe just breathe again, more deeply, letting the breath fill into the body. Or letting the listening awareness be wide and sensitive. Good reminder with the breathing, can it go deep enough into the body that we feel it down the back of the body as well? Or if we're listening to the sounds, we listen to the sounds behind us as well. Behind, as if they're also behind sounds. Just in this last minute, seeing if it's enjoyable to imagine the breath brightening the body, if there's like a brightness to that quality as we feel, sense, imagine it coming into the body. So I invite you just to notice, how does it feel now, this practice, this quality of awareness? Whatever is here, some more spaciousness, more intimacy. Can we just sustain that, bring that with us, even while the bell rings? Because a bell through Zoom isn't so delightful, I invite you to ring the bell there. I'll just say a few words about the walking meditation, then we'll open to any questions you may have about the practice. So, in addition to what we've been mentioning, going much more for intimacy with the walking than the amount of steps that I'm mindful for. So, maybe just aiming to be really sensitive for 3 steps, or even just one. When we're doing it, remembering to support that sense of softness, almost kind of playfulness in the body. I find it really helpful almost to feel like I'm just dancing from one side of the path to the other, letting the hips move, just enjoying the act of walking supports the freedom in the walking. We can also explore that sense of space that we can have. And we can support that by maybe having something beautiful or just appreciating something at the end of your path, the nature or the architecture, whatever it is. And then can we bring that same appreciation of beauty into the beauty of being able to walk and knowing that we're walking? Okay, so if you feel happy with the practices, it's totally fine. You can just go out and engage with them. If it's would feel helpful, we'll just have a couple of minutes transition, and then we'll open up to any kind of questions or reflections on the practices together.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.